everyone, how's it going? It's Nick Baldwin. Welcome back to another episode of Command Your Social. I'm super excited to be here. We have a great guest. But first, I want to introduce my awesome co-host, Leslie Jackson. I missed you last week, Leslie. You weren't here.
I know. I am so excited to be here today, though, Nick. So, yes, back on track.
Well, Rob Chubb was my co-host last week, and he's going to continue to be our co-host. But today, he's doing some very important OPing, operating principling at his market center. He's teaching some classes, so he couldn't be here with us today. But thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Yes.
Pleasure. So today we have a pretty cool guest. Her name is Nikki Miller, and she has a lot of things going on. She teaches. She has a sales team called the Nikki Miller Team. She runs a company called the Lead Syndicate, which supplies probably at this point like tens of thousands of leads to KW market centers across the country. So Nikki, thanks for being here on Command Your Social.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. You're doing so many things and we have a lot of questions. But before we get into your social media practices and your company, the Lead Syndicate, you also, on top of everything else, run a real estate team. So tell us a little bit about that business and, you know, how your team operates and where you sell houses out of.
Yeah, so it all sort of works together, like the iteration of my story. But I started was born and raised in the LA area, just north of LA in Westlake Village. And I moved to Northern California, which is where I actually started my sales business. And I grew my sales team there for about 5 years. And then in 2018, I moved back. So I sort of did a reverse expansion of my personal sales team, of the Nikki Miller team. So we have a group of agents that represent clients in Northern California, and we have presence in Southern California. We cover both LA and Ventura County, which is like the greater LA area, and then just north of there. So we have, it's a small team, but we do a fair amount of business, and it was always sort of my dream to be able to cover the whole California corridor, so to speak, because so many people go back and forth. And even amongst my team, I think in the last year, we've had 10 or so clients that we've literally just referred back and forth. Like our team from Northern California has sold their home and moved them from Southern California, or vice versa. So that's been really fun.
So you have multiple teams in multiple locations. You're just kind of dominating the whole West Coast is what it sounds like. Are you still in production yourself?
Here and there, like I'll help some personal friends, or if it's a direct referral from a friend and they specifically say, I want you to work with them. I make time to make sure that I'm selling at least, 12 or so houses a year, because it helps me to be in front of what's happening in the market, and for me to be the best coach for my people, because I don't care what anybody says, and I don't care how good you are. When you're not in it, then you're not really getting the intricacies of what's happening in the actual day-to-day market. And for me, it's really important to be able to have that, to provide the best resources for my people. So I make sure to, be in production still as much as I have time for.
Amazing. Amazing. I have so many family members in California. I will remember that.
Well, Leslie.
You're originally from California, right?
No, actually, I am a Colorado native.
Why did I think that you were originally?
Well, my mom is, so she's from San Bernardino, but I have cousins and aunts and uncles. My parents live in Northern Cal, so yeah.
I love that. I didn't know this, Leslie. I learned something today too.
Yes.
Where in California are they?
They're in Santa Rosa.
Oh, okay. I love Santa Rosa. Beautiful.
Yes. So I'm going to go visit them next week.
Nikki's sister is my neighbor. I mean, not literally, but.
Well, I have a lot of sisters, so if anyone knows me, you'll have to be specific. But yes, I do have one that lives in Michigan, in Oxford. So she's right next to you, Nick.
Nice. Amazing. Amazing. So Nikki, you have so much going on. You have teams, plural, right? It seems like you have multiple.
Well, it's one umbrella, but yes.
It's one umbrella, but that's
Northern,
amazing.
One in Southern. Yeah.
That's amazing. Good for you. And I know you're here for a very special reason. So let's dive a little bit into that. So tell us a little bit about your social media, what your primary goals are around social media, and I'm excited to dive in, Nick. I don't know about you, but let's start with
a little
description, and then we're going to go a little bit deeper into it. So,
okay. Well, I mean, it's such a big question, and I wish I could tell you guys that originally when I started with social media that it was a grand plan for it to become what it is now, and that's not the case. I always say at the beginning, my social was sort of just like my journal. Like I would just write my thoughts on there, and this is how I feel about things, and this is what I'm reading about or learning about or thinking about or teaching about. And over time, I think people just, I found sort of a tribe that connected with that, right? And who resonated with what I was saying. And then over time, as I started to build businesses that expanded and started to, broaden my reach across the country in the space of real estate or of coaching, it sort of evolved into people connected with that and said, I not only do I connect with that, but I want more of that. So I, like I said, it's really evolved over time. And I wish I could tell you I had this like master plan at the beginning, and I didn't. It really is authentic to me. I know a lot of people hire people to manage their social media to do that for them. I still personally do all of my social. I write every single post, every photo is mine. It's all from, my notes, my journal, and it's all like my authentic perspective, which has always been really important to me, because when people connect on there, I want to feel like we have a connection. And it's been really cool. I'm sure you guys have had the same experience going to, the big events that KW has, Mega Camp and family reunions, and having people stop me in line and saying, oh my gosh, I follow you on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and I really resonated with this thing, and it really made a difference for me, my business, or in my life. And that's just been so, so rewarding for me.
Well, a lot of what you post is, inspirational, it's business forward. There's very little about real estate on your social posts, which I think is a testament to how much you love to teach.
Yeah.
And it definitely shows that you love to teach, because that's what you post a lot about. So what is it about teaching that gives you so much happiness and joy?
I think, Nick, I was so lucky. I always say I sort of grew up in Keller Williams. Like I joined this company when I was 22 years old. And there's so much of who I am now and what I've built now that would not have been possible had I not found this company. And had I not had people who were willing to pour into me and were willing to teach me and were willing to say, yeah, you're young, you got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, but we're going to spend time with you and we're going to show you to the promised land, right? And that's been such a gift in my life. And so I feel it's really a sense of responsibility to give that back to other people, because I know there's someone out there who's just like me, who just needs to be pointed north and is willing to do the work for themselves, but they need someone to give them a perspective that they resonate with. And I know I've had so many amazing mentors inside and outside of Keller Williams in my business and in my life that I wouldn't be the woman I'm proud to be if it weren't for them. And so I hope to be that for somebody else, especially for, women in business and in our world, especially.
Well, one of the classes that you're really known for is Quantum Leap. Every time I hear Quantum Leap, your name comes up, like Andrew Bloom and Anthony Rollins in Santa Monica just rave about you when it comes to Quantum Leap. Tell everyone what Quantum Leap is and why you love to teach it so much.
Well, the backstory is Quantum Leap, what most people don't realize who are inside Keller Williams is that Quantum Leap was Gary sort of OG teachings, like before everything that we know now, before Ignite, before the six personal perspectives, before the one thing, Quantum Leap was what he taught. It was his original, sort of original way to teach people how to grow businesses. But the irony of it is that Quantum Leap is really a class about how to live a big life. And so we break it up into four different sections, really working on mindset, working on relationships, working on business and perspective, working on money. So it's sort of this comprehensive approach and roadmap to this is how you live a big life in any capacity. Because what I've learned is that business is business is business. If you can build one, you can really build them all, because the principles are the same. And the same goes for success. There is a science to success, and success is success is success. You build it one way, you learn how to build it a lot of ways. And that's why I love teaching that, because there's something for everybody inside of it. I've taught it to many people inside and outside real estate, where they walk out and say, wow, I have this perspective now, this sort of holistic perspective on life that I didn't have before. And I see how it's all interconnected. Because I always sort of laugh, like Cody Gibson and I were asked to do a have been asked to do a class a number of times that we did sort of to have fun with it, like about a year ago, that was called How to Have Success at Work and at Home. And we both laughed. Like, the first thing we said when we started that class was, you don't separate them. That's how you have success at work and at home. These principles apply everywhere you are. And that's why I like Quantum Leap, because it's this idea that these principles that you learn, these principles through which and by which you become successful, apply everywhere in your life, no matter what you want to do, where you want to do it, and who you want to do it with.
Yeah. And just to be clear, Quantum Love Leap it. Is not a TV show from the late 80s, early 90s starring yes. Scott Bakula. It's a class, although there's nothing wrong with that show.
You should see people who I tell who like aren't inside our world, so don't.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, I teach a class called Quantum Leap. And they're
you
all
teach
like,
time travel? Yeah.
Everybody
tell us about time travel, Nikki.
Yeah, tell us about your time travel escapades.
I told you, I'm just kidding. but yeah, I think I love that class so much because I've very much developed this idea that it's not about what you do. Success is far less about what you do. It's more about who you become and how many people you help along the way. And that class is really about who do you want to be? And as a result of becoming that person, what might you also achieve? Because I care far less about, you know, sort of monetary or physical goals than I do about this is who I want to become. And I know if I become that person, everything else will fall into place.
Which I think is a beautiful segue to talk about how your passion has literally brought you to my next question. So let's talk a little bit about Lead Syndicate and tell the audience what it's about. I'm sure everybody's going to hear your passion and how it led you here, but give us some insight on that, Nikki.
Yeah. So it goes back to my days in Northern California when I started as a brand new agent. So the backstory there was, like I said, when I started with KW as an agent, I was 22 years old. So I was in a new city where I didn't know anybody, in a business where I didn't know anything. And I was 22. So I was competing with people who had a whole lot of life and business and like social experience. And I remember them being like, oh, you should lean on your sphere. I'm like, I'm 22 in the Bay Area, even if I had a sphere.
Right.
Like none of my friends are buying houses, you know? No. So I really had to go about building business the hard way. And because I sort of made peace with the hard work early, I grew that business really fast. And I have a distinct memory of I walked into my team leader one day, and this was in the early days of like starting to talk about leverage and things like that. And I said, you know, thank you so much for all these classes and all these books and all these teachings about how to build, build out a sales team or build out leverage. But I don't want to do any of this. And she was like, I'm sorry, what? And I said, yeah, I don't want to do any of this. Somebody before me has figured all of this out and could do it much faster than I could. Like, I'd love to pay them to do it because I just want to be in front of my clients. That's what I do best. And that's where I belong. And she was like, well, you can't do that. That doesn't exist. And I said, and I like distinctly remember I walked out of her office that day. I said, well, it should. And I walked out. And
you're like, watch this.
Yeah. So sort of by force, I ended up having to build it out myself because this was also in the early days of teams. Expansion teams didn't really exist yet. And this was in the early days of teams. So they were figuring it out too. And the only way to join a team at the time was to give up my brand, which at that time I had worked really hard for. And I had a very specific idea about how I wanted to do business at the level at which I wanted to serve my clients. And so I didn't want to give that up. And so I did the work. I ended up building out the systems and the leverage myself and grew that team. And then I moved back to Southern California and took over what at the time was the largest brokerage in LA, which was KW Santa Monica. And they were doing just under $2 billion in sales volume a year. And we grew that office to just over 400 agents. So it was like a really big ship. And there I got a PhD in what agents need. And I realized that so many agents were sitting in the same seat that I was, where it was like this catch 22 of if I want to start building out leverage and I want to start building out systems and I want to start creating space for my business to grow bigger, I have to take time away from over here. You know, I'm going to have to stop. I have to take time away from lead generation and I have to take time away from servicing my clients to do these things over here. And so that's where you see so many of these agents' businesses do this.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying to myself, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. And it was early in 2019 that KW started talking about this idea of Market Centers offering this. And I remember listening to these calls and saying, wow, this is a really good idea. We really need this. And then I would come back the next week and say, wow, this is a really good idea. We really need this. And the next week, wow, this is a really good idea. We really need this. And finally, I picked my head up and said, somebody has to do it. Like, somebody's got to build it out, because the market centers aren't going to have the time, the money, the people to build this out themselves. And so I thought to myself, this is clearly something that's called to me for a long time, and I'm going to go do it. So the way that I started this was I interviewed 3,000 agents across the country, all in different markets. Wow. And I asked them, to me, what was the most obvious question, which is, why haven't you joined a team? And far and away, there was a number of answers, but the biggest theme was the same reason that I never joined a team. I still want to have ownership over this business. And I said, okay, let me ask you this. If I can build a way for you to keep and maintain your own brand, that you can still have ownership over the client experience, but you get all the best parts, all the economies of scale, all the leverage, all the experience of being on a team, would that be of value? And it was an overarching yes. And then I went to market centers and said, if I can do this for the agents in your market center who need it, would that be of value to you? And it was an overarching yes. So, so basically in the lead syndicate, I call us a white label leverage platform. So we give the agents all the best pieces of being on a team. They get that coaching and training, database management, marketing, lead generation, and transaction management. So all the leverage they need of being on a team, but they get to keep and maintain their own brand. So the consumer is none the wiser that we exist. We're literally just there to run their business. And so that they can focus on what matters most so that they don't have this. And so we started this. I went to my first market center in January of 2021 and said, I have a really crazy idea. I think I can run this for you. Will you give me a chance? And thankfully she said yes. And now in a little under 2 years, it'll be our 2 year anniversary in January of 2023. But we've expanded to 73 market centers in 18 states.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Okay.
So cool.
Yeah. That's a lot to unpack.
Yes.
At first it was you doing the lead generating, the database management, the coaching, all of these things. But after a while, you obviously have to make it scalable and you have to bring in people to help you with that. So how do you handle—
not just me doing it anymore.
And wait, not just that though. Let's go. It's free for the market center.
Free. Yeah. And for the agent. I mean, there's a commission split, of course, but I said to myself, if I can get agents to net more by being with me than they would if they built it out themselves, or if I can figure out a way that they bet on us just like we're betting on them. Because I don't know about you guys, but we've all hired coaches before, and we all know that not every coach or program or whatever is created equal, right? Some work better than others. And I don't know about you guys, but I've spent thousands of dollars on coaching only to get 6 months in and realize that this is not the right coach for me, or they were pointing me in a direction that I didn't want to go. And the challenge is you don't know that until you're like at least 90 days or 6 months in. So it's thousands of dollars out the window where you don't know if it's working or not. And so I made a commitment. I care so much about the agent experience and the agent's success and providing something of value such that we don't win unless they win, that I built everything to be a win for the market center, a win for the agent, and a win for us. I tirelessly built out this model to make sure that it would be a win-win all around.
So how are you handling such a large or a huge volume of market centers using your system? Like, we know that, well, you're using Command.
Yes.
Right. So KW Command, which is KW's proprietary technology platform. But how are you handling this huge volume of market centers, the 73 or something like that? How are you how are you doing that?
Yeah.
Really good systems, really good communication with my team, and really clear expectations for the market center as well as for the agent. We are crystal clear on who we support, how we support them, what we offer, and what we do, and we don't stray from it. I think that that's where a lot of teams get in trouble, is that they want to grow so badly that they start to waver on their value proposition, right? And so it's like, okay, well, for you all, do this, and for you all, do this. And it's just not trackable, right? Like, you simply can't do that. So we have a specific model. We know who we serve. We know how we do it. And if they don't fit inside that model, I'm happy to refer them to friends that it fits better. Like, I can't tell you how many people I've referred to, like Olivion or to some of the other big teams inside the network who are a better fit for them than I am. But I'm crystal clear on how, what I do and how I do it. And we don't stray from that. And so when you can own that, then it's really easy to run systems and to get agents to follow that model, which makes scalability, fairly straightforward. I'm not, I'm never going to call it easy. But it's fairly straightforward because here's the thing. I fundamentally believe, and I'm sure someone out there will disagree with this, but I fundamentally believe if you are really skilled at building out systems, building out a system for five agents is not a whole lot different than building out a system for 50 or 500 or 5,000 or 500,000, right? A great system is a great system. And if you understand how to put infrastructure and foundation in place, it's, they scale naturally, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I like that, you know, the agents always want something that's so customized specifically to their business. And you're like, listen, this is what we do. This is how we do it. And it works. If you want us to do this and then a little bit of this and a little bit of that, maybe we're not the right fit. So you got to be this just streamline across the board, right?
Well, we show them, right? Like we show them how all these things work together and we show them the method and the madness and we show them why we do everything we do, which I think helps them to buy in, right? And also we show them our results. The agents who've been with us for a year or more on average, like the average in my entire organization is that they're up 300% in closed units from where they were the year before. So if that's my average and you're not building that on your own, then let's just follow my plan because we know it works. And if at any point you figure out a better one, I'm willing to listen to you, but you're going to have to prove it to me, right? You have to show me that it works better than what I'm doing now.
And you're using command, like I said before. How has that experience been for you?
It's been a learning curve for sure. I think with any database, like I always sort of laugh that there's this big fight in real estate over whose database is better and what works better. And what I really come back to, Nick, and like, you know, you guys both know way more about this than I do, and maybe this is an overly simplistic way of looking at it, but I'm like, what does a database really need to do? Like, what is, like, let's just break it down to its simplest form. What does a database really need to do? Because there's very, very few organizations who need it to be super complicated or super intricate. I'm like, you need to know a few basic things. You need to be able to add people into somewhere where you can house information and where you can follow up with that information on a regular basis and write notes so you remember what you said to them last time and to be able to communicate with them systematically. That's really it for the average agent, right? Like that's it. That's all they need to know how to do. And that's what we really use command for. Like we don't make it more complicated than that. And I've been very grateful to KW because the places that, and to you, Nick, like I've pulled on your and Leslie's, both your guys' incredible knowledge many a time. I know I've picked up that phone probably more than you guys would like me to. And I've been to your guys' classes, which are amazing. And yet we've had a lot of help by saying, hey, this is where we're stuck. And the people inside our network say, this is how you work through it, or let's change the technology to make it work. And that's been a gift too, to have people who are listening and saying, we hear you, let's figure out how to fix it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. That's amazing. So let's talk a little bit about just generating leads, shall we? I know you mentioned a lot of value that you offer in your program to these two, our awesome agents within Keller Williams, but tell us a little bit about generating social media leads and basically like, how do you track and manage all of that for them? I'm so curious, Nikki. I'm like, I can't wait to ask you this question.
I mean, that's not the only way that we lead generate. So there's a lot more tracking that goes into how we track what comes in, because there's a lot of different sources that we have. But in regards to specifically social media, here's the fun of social media. Online lead generation on any platform is not a whole lot different. So where we spend the most time, the nice thing about online is that the technology sort of sorts it for you, which is really helpful. And then it's just speed to lead, right? Like we have an ISA team who's calling them right away to get in front of them so that we can increase the likelihood of conversion. But then after that, I mean, you guys know these numbers as well as I do. What's the percentage of the time that an online lead converts in that first phone call? It's like less than 1%.
I was going to say less than 1%.
Yeah. Less than 1%. Unlikely is my answer. Like unlikely it's going to work that first time. So what we do is we set up a lot of follow-up systems so that the agent has no choice but to follow up, right? Because our ISA team's calling them, the agent's calling them, the agent's using their database to follow up. So that's where we spend a lot of time with the agent, is not only in how to convert these online leads, but what a realistic expectation is in terms of how many times they're going to have to talk to them before they actually transact. Because I always tell people, like, if you're going to go on a big vacation, right? And let's assume that on a really big vacation, you might spend anywhere between like $4,000 to $10,000 for a really big vacation for your family. Do you like look on Expedia or Travelocity or whatever the names of these things are, call your travel agent and like the next day you're on a flight and out there? No, you're looking into this well in advance, usually upwards of a year in advance. And people who are getting ready to make the biggest transaction they'll ever make in their life, i.e. buying a home, are probably going about it the same timeline. So when you get these leads, it's not someone who's raising their hand saying, I'm ready right this very second. It's right. Someone raising their hand saying, I'm starting the process of learning about, you know, buying a home and what that's going to look like. And your job is to build a relationship with them so that they understand that there's no one else they should work with other than you.
Hey, so my next question is, because this is provided to the agent and the market centers at no cost, out of pocket, like upfront, right? There's a split, like a referral type fee. How do you track these closings and hold these agents accountable? Because essentially they're not investing any of their own money. Like there's no skin in the game, right? So that's always a risk. So how are you tracking all of that and holding them accountable to make these leads a priority or make what you're offering them a priority?
Yeah. So we take a lot of time to interview people before they join our organization. It's not like raise your hand, you get to join the lead syndicate, right?
That's I gotcha. Yeah.
So we interview people to really dive into what are you good at? What do you want help with? What do you need resources for in your business? What's your perspective on your real estate business? What are you trying to build? And then we work with people who we know are going to use our systems to their highest and best ability. Because a lot of times an agent will come in and say, well, I only want help with lead generation. I'm like, awesome. That's a fifth of the way that we support you. And I wouldn't feel good about someone using only a fifth of our value proposition. So I'm going to point you a different direction. You should go use somebody else. There's lots of ways that you can generate leads. Go talk to them, right? So we're really clear. Again, we're really clear on what we do.
I love it.
We're really clear on how we do it. And we're really clear who we want to do it with. And the results speak for themselves. The agents who are using what we do have grown their business exponentially. And so we understand that if they're not willing to follow that system, we're just not going to be a right fit. And it's going to be a lose-lose. And I always say, I'm not in the habit of losing a winning game. And what I mean by that is I don't want to work with people who aren't going to use all the systems, because they'll feel like it didn't work for them. I'll feel like it didn't work for them. And really all it was is that we weren't a right fit and I didn't ask enough questions.
I love that. So, you know, it's almost like it's this exclusive opportunity to be involved with your business, which, and by the way, there's a lot of tech companies out there that just sell their product to anyone.
Yeah.
And that's where they fail.
Yeah.
Because their product is not meant for everyone. It's meant for a certain type of agent.
Of course. And real estate's a small space. You know what I mean? And I think anyone who knows me, follows me, has interacted in classes, whatever that looks like, I am a very authentic person, very much so. Like I am who I am all the time. And I really care about the people in our organization having the success that I promised them that they're going to have. And I would not be able to sleep at night if I didn't really believe that if they followed what we offer, that it would work. Like I just couldn't live with myself. And so I know if somebody's not going to use it the way that it should be used or to the greatest advantage, that I should free them to go find something that works better for them. Right.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And, you know, clearly it's working. And it's, again, a great value proposition for agents who, like you said, maybe they don't want to join a team. They want to own their own business, but they still want the perks that a team offers. And this is something that you can give them. And I think it's great. And Your success is inspiring and incredible. And I love where it's going and where it's gone since the last time we talked about it, which was like, you know, it was in its little infancy or just in a couple different market centers. But now you're blowing up and it's huge. So congratulations to you on that.
Yes.
Thank you. It's been a real privilege.
Yeah, well, you're also going to be speaking at an event that we have coming up. It's a virtual event called CommandCon.
Ooh.
And I know it's a fancy.
It sounds very like really. It sounds very exciting.
Well, I wanted to sound like Comic-Con. You know?
Yeah.
Lots of succeeded.
CommandCon.
The Comic-Con of real estate.
It is the Comic-Con of real estate, except no superheroes invited. But we're real estate superheroes. But you're going to be it's all agents at KW who are using Command at high levels, and you certainly are. So we're excited for you to be speaking to us then on November 9th, starting at 11 Eastern. The link to register for CommandCon will be in the description of this podcast, or you can go to CommandCon.com. Made it easy for everyone. CommandCon.com. Nikki, thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure. Where can people reach you?
The best place to find me is on Instagram at the Nikki Miller, N-I-K-K-I. And if you want to learn more about the Lead Syndicate, just go to theleadsyndicate.com. And you can find I'm not hard to find. You can find me.
I found you.
NikkiMillerTeam.com.
I found you. You're pretty. You can't be a secret agent. You have to be accessible.
I know. you brought up a pain point for me. My team's always telling me, like, you need to remind people that we like sell real estate, like a lot of real estate. You're right. Sell quite a bit of real estate.
That's the thing. Like, you know, on your social media, there's very little about, maybe post a listing every now and again that you guys.
I know. I got to the point where it was like just less about that and more about impact. And then I realized I do have to remind people from time to time. I do in fact sell real estate, and I'm pretty good at it, I would say.
Yes, there you go. Well, thanks
for being Nikki.
Everybody go follow Nikki. Go to theleadsyndicate.com. Follow her at the Nikki Miller on Instagram. She's also on Facebook. That's it. We're good. We're done. Thank you.
We're good.
By the way, if you like this podcast, you want to follow us, you know, do that. Subscribe, leave a review, hit the like button, hit the bell, do whatever your platform allows you to do, and show us some love, share it with your friends, and we'll see you next time on Command Your Social. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.